This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
He is the Coach William Sanderson, and he's presented each week by Coca-Cola.
Now, and you got to get out and try Diet Coke's new products, available in four delicious flavors, the Feisty Cherry, Ginger Lime, Twisted Mango, and Zesty Blood Orange. You can buy one to taste or get that 8-pack of the Slender 12-ounce cans, available at most retailers.
Coach, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. You?
Doing well. You're not on your way to San Antonio, are you? Do you still go to the Final Four?
No, I ended up changing my mind. I didn't go. I thought about it, had reservations, and some things came up, and I decided to stay back here. But I wish I had rethought it since Porter's going, but it didn't work out for me. But I'm sure that they'll do well.
How often? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The story on Porter was that they had lost their jobs. He was working for Tony Barone at Texas A&M. They got fired. And Barry, my son, knew him a little bit better than I did, and I hired him at Little Rock, and he stayed with me for 2 years. I've had nothing to do with his success. He stayed with me for 2 years. I left. He did not get the job, and they hired a guy from Arkansas, a boy that played Arkansas. He fell on his face, didn't do very well. They hired Porter. He did okay there, won some games, won 18 so games. Went on to Illinois State, got fired there for whatever reason. I'm not sure. Rick Majerus.
Rick Majerus.
And stayed with him for 7 years. Rick Majerus is of Catholic faith. And he was able to get him into Loyola, which was a terrible job at the time. And consequently, he's been able to win three games with a total of 4 points. And I didn't have anything to do with it any more than Sister Jean did. I'm glad for him. He's a nice kid. He's done a good job, and really happy for him. So I would say, I'll finish this up, and then you can ask, I would say if I were betting on the games, and I don't, that I might take his team in the 5.5 points. Most of y'all would not. I don't have any idea what Lance thinks. But I might if I were going to bet those two games. We can talk about both the games if you want to later, but his team is very good, very fortunate, and Tennessee was very, very unlucky in that game.
Well, Porter Moser at 52, he fits the profile of one of these mid-major coaches that obviously had a lot of success in the tournament, and that ultimately leads to a Power 5 job. He seems like a charismatic guy. I mean, you know, what don't we see off the court from Porter Moser?
I don't think anything. I think he's matured a great deal. I think he's grown a great deal in coaching, and he did a good job for us. He helped us recruit and worked on the floor with us for the 2 years. We had really good teams. We had had one of our best players break his foot. We got beaten on the last shot to go to the NCAA tournament. We had a good team, and then he did not get the job when I left, but then he got it the next time. I don't think anything. I don't know that he'll be able to move or not. I don't know what happened to Illinois State. But I talked to him during that period of time. He was all disappointed. He thought he was building it. So I think he would be an excellent coach to go and move on and go somewhere else. Whether he'll do that or not, I have no idea.
The premium of shooting 3 points in college seems to be at an all-time high, especially for a team like Michigan. For Michigan to beat Loyola, Chicago, and Sister Jean, how important is the three-point shot being defended or made for the Wolverines?
Well, there has to be shot by both teams well. I think the one thing about Michigan this year, fellas, is that Michigan's much better defensively than they have been. They've improved a great deal. The one thing about Loyola is that not only do they make some threes, they get a lot of layups. They space the floor real well. They dribble drive it really well. and they use the big guy to some extent, and he's good enough to get some cheap baskets inside. So I think they've got a combination of layups and threes if they shoot it the same way. Now, you know, none of us can guarantee how they'll shoot it. If the defense is really good, they won't shoot as well. Michigan is both teams like each other. But I mean, the kids on their teams, they play with each other well. And it's so important when your kids on your team like each other. And they don't care who gets the points as long as their team gets it. And I think both of those basketball teams have that characteristic of really liking each other.
He is the coach, Wimp Sanderson, and he's presented each week by our friends at Coca-Cola.
And they've got a great product from Diet Coke out there right now, available in four new flavors, Feisty Cherry, Ginger Lime, Twisted Mango, and Zesty Blood Orange. You can buy one to taste or get that 8-pack of the slender 12-ounce cans.
We were asked earlier today, I can't remember the context in which it came up, but Mike Krzyzewski is 71, looks young out there. How long could you see him continuing this, Coach? He never ages.
Well, as long as they've got things going the way they've got them going, all he has to do is show up and can recruit a guy pretty good because they've got it really going for themselves. I think a good while. I was over and visited with Mike. I think I said this before one time when I first started coaching, but for him to go and play zone defense at a period of time when he's never played any kind of defense like it at all. In fact, they don't even play it very well. I thought spectator-wise, the Kansas Duke game was a very entertaining game if you're a prospect. I mean, if you're a fan, excuse me. If you're trying to study defense, it was a sorry game because neither team guarded anybody. That don't mean those guys can't coach because they can coach, but it was a different kind of game, and his zone defense was quite unorthodox, to say the least, and Kansas didn't defend it. They didn't defend the dribbler very well. So I would think he's going to stay as long as he can because he's doing so well and he's making about $9 million, I guess. I would take Villanova in that game because of the rebounding. I think both teams shoot the basketball really well, but I think 50 rebounds against a team that I thought might beat Villanova would be Texas Tech. They did not because of 50 rebounds. I would think that the rebounding will be the difference in the Villanova-Kansas game.
Watching Malik Newman for Kansas in the regular season and where he is right now, he's two different players. How do you explain something like that?
I don't know. You know, either he got much better his layout year, the year that he went to Kansas and worked hard. They thought he was a great player, and when he signed with Mississippi State, thought he was going to be terrific. For whatever reason, he got real unhappy real quick. The opportunity for him to go to Kansas was there, and he did so and set out a year. And I would assume that he did a little bit like Sprewell did for me. He got so much better. Spree got so much better between his junior and senior year. It's unbelievable because he lived in the gymnasium. I had a place for him to live there, and he lived in Colvin Coliseum, and I would assume that this kid did the same thing just about living and working. So that's the only way I can explain it, LT.
Coach Sanderson, for a few more moments, Colin Sexton still has not made his announcement. Do you think he's pondering this, really? Is there a delay? I mean, what's going on?
No, he's not pondering it. I don't know why he hadn't made the announcement.
I mean, he doesn't have to. Obviously, he's got plenty of time.
No, he's not. He's not plundering. I don't think. I don't know why he's done that. He's a different kind of kid when you meet him. I met him the one time and watched him, of course, play. And to think that Alabama would have been better without him is not correct. He didn't go 94 feet, but he went 84 feet in 4.1, and won that shot. Won that game against Texas A&M. So you got to give him some credit there. They wouldn't even be where they got this time with an 8-10 record in the league. So he was a big part of their success. And, you know, did he talk too much on the court? Yeah, he probably did. But I thought Avery did a good job with him.
So you had a place for people to live at Coleman Coliseum. I cannot imagine you as a landlord.
Well, I
need that rent.
My managers live there, and I put him in with my manager because Spree, he had to go to Shelton. And so my manager would get him up every morning, take him to Shelton. He didn't have a car and leave him. So he went to class over there, and then he came back, and all afternoon he played basketball. And that's where he lived, and some way or another he found his meals. I'm not going to get into all that. But
Sounds 100% legal.
Yeah, not going to get into all that.
sounds very much on the up and up.
Yes. Yeah. He is the coach, Wimps Anderson. He's presented each week by Coca-Cola.
Great new product from Diet Coke out there. Available in four flavors, ginger, lime, feisty cherry, twisted mango, and zesty blood orange. Pick up one or that 8-pack of the slender 12-ounce cans. You can get it at most local grocery stores.
Where do you find your meals, Coach?
Well, y'all get me all so quick here, lady. Y'all are flying.
You've been on 10 minutes. I think we're out of questions. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
You are out of questions. You usually are out of questions.
We're a bunch of idiots, Wimp.
You're out. I wished you a happy birthday. I thought that would help, but it didn't.
When did you tell me happy birthday?
I did last night on Facebook.
Oh, well, thank you, Coach. That meant a lot to me.
You're more than welcome. Now I know I could have had two more minutes, but I don't want them. I'm on 31, Dick Piggly Wiggly. They're great people. Stanley, Hanley, all those people are great. And I enjoy being on the show for them and for Coca-Cola.
But not for us.
But not for us anymore?
No, not for us anymore. We rush them all. Thank you, Wimp. Love you.
See you. Bye.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up. Looks long. Has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.